We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we've got Missouri covered.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua.
God, I've got to stop drinking so heavily before the show.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Thanks again to Scott Chasen of Fog.net for joining us, not to talk about anything KU-related, but simply to talk about being in Phoenix for the game last night. We will talk about things other than basketball now, if that's what you wish. If you missed any of that, that first hour is pretty much all Suns Clippers, and it's up on the AES podcast page, aes.show, or search for Almost Entirely Sports wherever you get your podcasts for every single thing we do here on Almost Entirely Sports, especially as we're going to have shows that are at different times and different days and stuff as we're carrying all sorts of NBA playoff action for you here on your home for the NBA, Sports Radio 810 WHB. Tonight, the Hawks-Bucks game, it might actually be tipping off right now. That's over on ESPN Kansas City tonight, right, Rudy?
Yes, it should be tipping off if it hasn't tipped off yet, just like any minute now.
And then tonight, Sporting Kansas City will be following us here in about 20 minutes right here on 810. So Sporting is on this dial tonight, and then over on ESPN Kansas City, you can get game one of Hawks versus Bucks. It's just a good time right now in basketball, man. I know that lots of people within the sound of my voice right now are not particularly big NBA fans. These playoffs have been so much fun, and you might have to just decide that you have a rooting interest somewhere, because that really does make sports more fun. It's why we all pick XFL teams, and I still don't really know a whole lot or care very deeply about European soccer, but we all pick a team. We all like that.
Go Everton.
I bleep you, Everton. I'm a lifelong Brighton Hove Albion fan. They're the Seagulls. I follow them on Twitter.
It's a great mascot.
It's a great mascot, team. Great uniforms, and
yeah,
I picked them
good.
Because my homeschool high school experience was called Brighton Academy. And I have a bird mascot and good uniforms. That's what it was.
Sometimes it's as simple as that.
Sometimes
like for me with the Nuggets, it was simply I got them on TV.
It's a good reason. It's a good reason to do it.
That's all it took.
Anyway, the NBA playoffs have been great, but we're not going to keep. We'll take an NBA playoff break here because a couple of things are really funny that are happening.
Talk about the NBA.
There are some very, very, very good things that have happened in sports. One thing that I just saw because this tweet just came through about 30 minutes ago, and also baseball was doing some what. Last night in Major League Baseball, pitchers were stripping on the field. More on that in a minute. Jay Williams had a tweet 30 minutes ago saying, as it relates to the Boston Celtics tweet that came from my account a couple of hours ago, I did not post that, and my passcode has now been changed. Now, you read that, you hear that, and you go, yikes, what was that? Because whenever somebody says, I've been hacked and I changed my password, sorry, everybody, there are two possibilities, right? Maybe three. One is that it's just like a link and it says, you know, hey, I'll send me Bitcoin, then I'll send you Bitcoin. I'm Elon Musk. I think he got hacked. There was a relatively prominent string of big Twitter accounts that had scams like that were legitimately somebody else got into their accounts and tweeted out, you know, some viruses or trying to steal your money or whatever. So that can be a Twitter hack, right? There's another thing where it's like maybe somebody guesses your password and they tweet out just like some offensive things. That happens every once in a while. And then there's a third category where you tweeted it and that was the best you could do is in terms of an excuse. All of those, though, are pretty bad. We're either talking about some form of robbery, some form of offensive things, or something that was apparently so bad that you are blaming someone else for sending it. I have to sneeze, and then I'll tell you what Jay Williams said. Rudy, your thoughts.
It's very funny.
Oh my goodness, I got fully into sneeze mode.
And then didn't have to sneeze?
And it stuck, and I can't sneeze.
That's also very funny.
Here's what Jay Williams, here's what someone tweeted from Jay Williams' account. the first head coach of color for the Celtics, fist emoji, and even more importantly, he is one talented individual who paid his dues. Clap emoji, clap emoji, clap emoji.
Big day for the Celtics. It's a city with obviously not the best history. It's an organization with the best history when it comes to racial relations. So this is it's a big moment for the Celtics.
Big moment. Ima Udoka is a Nigerian American.
I don't see what's funny here.
Very cool
a
story.
Great. It's just a good tweet acknowledging an accomplishment.
It just forgets that Doc Rivers existed.
Who?
I mean, he still exists. I guess I should say it forgets that he existed in Boston. And I'll admit, I read that tweet and my first thought was like, okay, hold on. I don't know a whole lot about Ima Udoka. Is there something there that I'm missing? No, I don't think so. I think he's got that. Oh, my God. Oh, Jay. Oh, Jay!
Also, it's not as if Doc Rivers was just some guy, right? Like, as a coach who just was in the league for, like, 3 years and then just, like, pittered out because he wasn't very good.
He's still coaching.
He won a title.
He won one of these.
With the Celtics. They like created like the first big three that led to the big three thing, right? Like the first time that it was like they created the big three moniker.
Yeah. It's tough. It's a tough tweet. However, the move here is not to say I was hacked where somebody tweeted something nice about Ime Udoka and forgot that Doc Rivers existed. That's not what people hack accounts to tweet.
Here's the thing, though. He says, I did not post that. So here's what I think. He doesn't regret the lack of Doc Rivers. He's just like, oh, wait. Udoka's actually just a bleep hole.
He's rescinding that part of it.
Maybe that part's being rescinded.
He doesn't think he's a talented individual who paid his dues.
But Doc Rivers, he still just doesn't remember that part.
Because if you're, listen, here's the thing, because I want to make this part very clear. The funny thing to me is the second tweet. That first tweet is kind of funny, but man,
we all make mistakes.
I am in a almost a literal glass house right now. There's glass behind me on all four sides of me in this radio studio right now, there is glass. I will not be throwing any stones from in here because I almost certainly have had a brain fart of some similar substance. And I will certainly do it many more times in the future. I will absolutely make mistakes like this. You're on Twitter often enough. You're on radio. This dude's on radio and TV all the time. Things happen. If he just tweets, wow, that's really embarrassing.
My bad.
You can tag Doc and say, sorry, Doc, apparently I slept through the late 2000s or whatever that was. They went in 2008?
Yeah, Doc probably got there in the mid-2000s, and then they won in, like, 08.
If you just go, sorry, Doc, I slept through the 2000s, brain fart, I need some rest, whatever, everybody will make, you'll get made fun of a little bit, but at least you're, that's all it takes.
Yeah.
To say somebody hacked my account to erase Doc Rivers from history. Which, by the way, here's an element of
where that's what the Packers want, though.
I'm admitting that I might be I don't know if Doc Rivers was the first coach of color for the Boston Celtics. It seems possible, but I don't know. I just know that Doc Rivers definitely was one, and then I stopped thinking about it too hard. But, like, it's just, all you got to do in that situation is just own up to some sort of mistake.
Yeah, I know Doc could be it, and I know Brad Stevens isn't it, and that's about all I got.
I do not know who the coach of the Celtics was before Doc Rivers off the top of my head. That is exactly, yeah. And I can Google it right now, and I can type so loudly that you'll hear me. But yes, that's exactly what it was.
Bill Russell coached for him.
Oh, God. Yeah, boy, this is when we need beards. Because he would have been like, well, Bill Russell was a player. He would have said he was a player coach for 3 years. They won 2 championships. So, like, it's just a really bad tweet. Casey Jones was the coach from 83 through 88. That's another non-white head coach for the Celtics.
I also know Red Auerbach, Bach, white guy.
White guy.
I do know that. But, so they've had a few.
Yeah, Doc Rivers was not first. Ime Udoka, definitely not first.
But, you know, Jay Williams not remembering Casey Jones or Bill Russell all of a sudden, I get that. Even, and you don't have to even apologize for that. I mean, not that he has to apologize.
Doc Rivers was there for nine
The Doc
seasons.
Rivers thing is funny because, like, it happened while he was in the middle. I mean, he's still in the middle of his broadcasting career. It's funny, but just admit, he's like, hey, man, I messed up.
That's it. My bad, Doc. That's all you have to do.
Laugh at yourself, and everybody will laugh with you.
And say sorry to Bill Russell, Casey Jones, and Doc Rivers. He just tweeted too fast. It happens. It happens to us.
He got excited. Somebody who he clearly knows, probably is friends with, got a job, and he's excited for him. And he's just like, oh, man. And, like, here's the thing. We all know Boston's racial history.
Yeah.
So, honestly.
Trying to make a point.
It's understandable to maybe just that to pop in your head right away. I know Doc Rivers is the coach there, and it would popped into my head for a second.
Yeah, it took a second to load.
Hey, my bad.
Just own up to it. So anyway, that's one funny thing. The other funny thing last night, Max Scherzer.
That's Ime bad.
Say that again.
That's Ime bad.
Yeah, I'll let you have it. Rudy just delivered a vicious fist pump. Last night, and I can't remember Romo's first name. The pitcher for the A's.
Trent.
Trent Romo, is it Trent?
No, I have no
idea. That's not right.
I honestly thought you were going with Tony Romo, and so I yelled Trent.
Sergio Romo. It's Sergio Romo.
I think it's Sergio Ramos.
Sergio Romo.
That's a soccer player.
And Max Scherzer last night were being repeatedly checked for sticky substances. MLB has started to crack down on this. We've talked about it a little bit. Again, my analogy here is if you say, hey, these pitchers are complaining about not being able to use the spider tack or sunscreen and water or their sweat or what, like they're trying to cut down on the rosin and sweat mixtures. Either there's rosin
it's
bag on the mound.
Glue.
Right. Gorilla glue. They won't put Gorilla Glue on their hands anymore. What does it end? Lots of people are saying, hey, look, that doing all that was cheating, and so enforcing those rules should not be a big deal. I very much understand the spirit of that thought process, but my analogy is that if starting tomorrow or starting in 10 days, the speed limit was going to be enforced to the dot, if you were going 66 in a 65, you could be pulled over and written a ticket for that. Right now, we all know, if you're not reckless, if you're going 5 over or whatever, and maybe it's 9 over, maybe it's 19 over, if you're just trying to be right under that line. If you're trying to walk that line, you can do that, and you're almost certainly not going to be pulled over for doing 60 in a 55 or for doing 70 in a 65, right? It's just sort of part of it. But if you're going 20 over, you're going to get pulled over. It's why if you've got pine tar on your neck, you're probably going to have somebody who comes out and calls you out for that. If you've got a little extra sunscreen on, no one's going to say anything. That's sort of my, not perfect, but my best attempt at an analogy there. But they've started enforcing that more strongly. And last night, there was a show. Max Scherzer gets checked, I think, after every inning at the very beginning. They're checking hats, gloves, and belts. And at one point, Joe Girardi, coach, manager of the Phillies, a thing that I almost forget every, I don't know, 3 months or so. I go, oh, yeah, Joe Girardi is the manager of the Phillies. It's still kind of weird. Still looks kind of weird to me. Apparently, he thought it was weird that Max Scherzer kept taking his hat off and rubbing his hair. He said he's watched Max Scherzer, you know, for a decade. He's never seen him do that. Scherzer, after the game, said, yeah, I was doing that because I almost beamed a dude earlier, and we needed some moisture. These balls are too dry. Don't cut me saying that. Almost, you can go to manscaped.com, use the promo code ALMOST. You can solve those problems. I wonder if the MLB is considered perhaps a cross-promotion.
The ball crop, you know, revitalizing crop dust? Is that what it's called?
Crop preserver. Yeah. A little ball deodorant.
Maybe that's what, that's the only substance you're allowed to use now.
Feels like that could help.
It actually would be a great ad.
It really would be. So, Scherzer is saying we have to have some sort of moisture on these baseballs. Gotcha. I'm safe. And And it becomes a whole thing. Well, one of these times that Scherzer's getting checked, he just throws his hat on the ground. He like drops his glove and he unbuttons his whole belt and he's just staring at the umpire. He starts walking away.
Pretty
and he comes
quickly,
back and
says, too.
He was ready at this point.
Yeah,
this
he
was premeditated.
Knew it was coming.
If this is going to happen again, I'm going to make a little bit of a show of it. And then eventually, then Girardi calls on him and then Scherzer walks to the dugout silently, death staring daggers at Girardi from the other side of from his dugout. Girardi comes out, he gets tossed, all of that. Sergio Romo for the A's, he gets
pretty
checked.
Pretty sure it's Tony.
It's a different person. Tony Romo is the best quarterback the Dallas Cowboys have ever had. Sergio Romo is a pitcher for the A's. So Sergio Romo gets checked. This is a different game. This was not a Nats A's game. Sergio Romo throws his hat on the ground, drops his glove, takes his belt fully off, and pulls his pants down to, like, his knees. Now, I don't want to be revisionist here, but whenever I saw the Scherzer thing with the belt, I was thinking, eventually I hope somebody just fully pulls their pants down. It would be hilarious. And then 15 minutes later, Sergio Romo said, "Yeah, I'll show you a sticky substance." You're looking for foreign substances? I got your foreign substance right here. I'm a pitcher. I don't usually like to give up dongs, but I'll give you up one right now. And it's happening throughout baseball. And I was listening to David Sampson, the former president of the Marlins, on the Le Batard show this morning. And he talked about how these players, they end up showing up the umps, but it ends up being, you know, it's not really the umps' fault. The umps are just doing the thing that they've been told to start doing. That really it ends up being about showing up baseball and making this a part of the story where we can all go, this is silly. And then Sampson was even talking about how this is like stuff that will ultimately end up being used in collective bargaining agreement talks and all of that. And I don't know if Sergio Romo's playing 4D chess like that, but that's how Sampson was thinking, whatever. This might be controversial. I think this is kind of awesome. What is something that baseball is really bad at typically?
Taking their clothes off.
Exactly.
Entertaining.
I just think if baseball was a little sexier. No, but it's
but also if baseball was a little sexier.
Just a little bit.
like in the sense that, like, again, like, baseball's not great at being entertaining all the time and promoting people. It's just it's all kind of right there together.
Being baseball.
Yeah.
Being America's pastime. Baseball is typically not very good at showing you the personality of their players. Oftentimes, it is actively punished, either by the league or by their own team or by unwritten rules. There was a 0% chance we were going to talk about Sergio Romo or Max Scherzer today if it wasn't for some theatrics with them being annoyed about a rule. Also, I don't think the sticky stuff, all of the litigating that's going to have to go around that is good for baseball because it creates a mess and an uneven playing field and all of this stuff.
And also, like, they just handled it so
poorly. They handled it really poorly.
Like, they handled it like they handled steroids, and it's just like, right. When are you going to learn?
We will react to this whenever it becomes an overwhelming problem as opposed to whenever it becomes a problem that we know about. Baseball absolutely bungled that, no question. But I don't think it's the worst thing in the world that we've got something to talk about around baseball that's sort of extracurricular. We do that all the time for all the other major sports. It ends up becoming a part of the conversation. It's something that people can talk about. We were not going to talk about Sergio Romo in the hallways, but now if I pantomime me pulling my pants down, for once they'll have, everyone here will think I was doing something sports related as opposed to just, walking around just pulling my pants down. I don't know.
Baseball's new slogan. We won't show you our personality, but we'll show you our... Starts with a P.
You can say that on the radio.
Can you?
Absolutely.
Baseball's new slogan. We won't show you our personality, but we'll show you our penis.
You can mark that for yourself. You can go ahead and save that. Beards is gone for one day and reduce the penis on the radio. Again, I'm not sure this is a good thing for capital B baseball, but it's kind of a fun thing to talk about. All right, you got Hawks-Bucks over on ESPN Kansas City, 1510 AM, 94.5 FM. Sporting Kansas City is next here for us tonight on Sports Radio 810. We'll talk to you on AES tomorrow. Until then, bye, Mom!
Summer's coming and hotter days are here. Keep cool with the help of our friends at Manscaped, who just launched their fourth generation performance package, which includes the Lawnmower 4.0.
No way!
You heard that right. The 4.0!
No way!
Compliment your summer grooming routine with a trim from the leaders in male grooming. The sun is shining and calling your name, fellas. Join the 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. Three of them are right here. And get ready for summer by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code ALMOST. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code ALMOST.
And did Josh mention this trimmer is waterproof too?
4.0!
In the shower or under the sun, the Lawnmower 4.0 is the best trimmer for you.
Seal the deal with Manscaped's liquid formulations. Before heading outside, use Crop Preserver down under deodorant to keep you on your game in the heat. After a long day of trimming the lawn and whacking the weeds in the summer heat, boost your freshness with the Crop Reviver.
Manscaped even threw in two free gifts to their Performance Package 4.0, the Manscaped Boxers, which I kid you not, am wearing right now,
4.0,
and the Shed Travel Bag. Bring your comfort and boxers to another level. Do you guys believe me? Do you want to see them? I'm wearing. You guys want to see my underwear?
Not really.
I don't think I'm wearing them.
No. Yeah, what?
Yeah, I'm wearing them.
Beers, what underwear are you wearing?
Not those, unfortunately.
Manscaped!
I'm wearing the Manscaped.
I wanted to, but they were dirty.
I bought a 3-pack of them.
Get 20% off and free shipping with the code ALMOST at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code ALMOST at manscaped.com. Stay fresh this summer and shine with Manscaped.